The best way to get started is to become aware of where we're at, which is what we said. And for that, what I look at is what I call the seven levels of investor. When I was a financial planner, I realized that as I talked to people, they fell into one of seven categories, you know, based on their, not just what they did with their money, but the way they talked, the words they chose, the things they did, is they fell into a category. And so what I found as an incredible tool for myself, so keep in mind, folks, when I designed this stuff, and John, I wasn't thinking of selling this information to somebody. I was trying to figure out how to make it work for me. Because at the time, I wasn't rich. I wasn't born rich. You know, I came out of a slightly above middle-class family. And my parents did a lot of things that weren't good financially, as I discovered when I really looked at it. So the first level investor is what we call the non-existent. Now, as I go through these levels, keep in mind, John, and people listening, it has nothing to do with income. Because I used to think that, man, all I had to do was figure out how to make a lot of money, and I'd be rich. And I figured out how to make a lot of money, and I wasn't rich. You know, when I went from $50,000 a year in my teens to making over $100,000 a year in my early 20s, nothing changed. I didn't get richer. I just had a little nicer toys and a whole bunch more debt. And so making more money didn't change, because if it did right now, almost everybody listening is making more money now than they did at some time before, and it didn't get better. So first level of investors is what we call level zero. They're the non-existent. They're like the ostrich when it comes to money, the old heads in the sand. Their belief is, hey, if I can make more money, it'd all get better, and it doesn't. They're doomed financially. They do have one thing going for them, John. They're so screwed up financially in most cases that regardless of what they're making, nobody will loan them money anymore. And some people go like, well, that's bad. And it's like, wait a minute, right now, think about the people you know in your lives and yourself. Wouldn't most people be better off if they couldn't refinance their home and take the cash out and spend it? Yeah. Wouldn't most people be better off if they couldn't get another MasterCard or Visa so they could run it up? Yeah. So for some people, not being able to borrow that money is an advantage. Yeah, I'd like to touch again on income. I know a guy named John Simo. He's a graduate of my programs. John went through my program in 1995. John, in his own words, was white trailer trash, fifth generation. He's from Texas. He was the hero of the family financially. He was making $18,000 a year. It was the most anybody in his family had ever made. John's worth over $10 million today.
Wow, that's quite a story. And you see that as a result of the, primarily of the things that you taught him.
Yeah, absolutely. He followed the steps. You know, the way he used to always put it, and he literally, he went through the seventh grade, but he didn't know how to read and write. He was a functional illiterate. He actually met a lady at the program and they got married. That's not part of the standard tuition, by the way. And she taught him how to read and write. And what he would tell people in his old gruffy way, and he's a cool guy, he would always tell people, hey, all you need to do is be stupid enough to believe. When you're taught what to do by John, go home and do it. Don't think about it.
And he's an example of what you're calling the zero-level investor.
He was a pure zero. But then, you know, so people go, well, if you make money, you're not a zero. Well, I've got another friend, a guy I've known for over 20 years. He averages about $600,000 a year in income. Seriously, some years he's made close to $1 million, but about $600,000 a year. In the last 20 years, he's gone bankrupt 3 times.
Oh, so there's different ways of being zero-level.
Different ways of being zero, yeah. So it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And more importantly, what you do with what you keep. And we'll get to more of that.
So let's go to level one. What's that?